Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, we're going to be again in chapter 18 of the book of Acts today in our series that we've been doing on how God leads. And last week we introduced the fact that Paul had begun his third missionary journey. There's very, very little space between the time that he went back to Antioch and then returned back on his third trip. But he had a tremendous burden to strengthen those dear saints of God that had come to faith in Jesus Christ and to encourage them, because many of them were in places where there was great persecution. And one of the ways that we're going to see today that he strengthened was helping a man by the name of Apollos, who was a man who was mighty in the Scriptures, we're told. Verse 24 says, "And a certain Jew named Apollos, born of Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the Scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly." Here we have a picture of a man that had come from a different region. He had limited knowledge about Jesus Christ and what had been accomplished there. And when Aquila and Priscilla heard him speak, they went up to him afterwards and they showed him more things that had happened. Now remember, at this particular time, all they had was the Old Testament scrolls. That's all that they had. Being a Jew, he would be very familiar with that. But again, the promulgation of the Gospels is still fairly fresh. Some of them at this particular time are just being written. And so there was limited access to the written Word of God. And so Aquila and Priscilla, who had heard the preaching of the Apostle Paul, go to him and expound to him and help him to understand more about Christ and what Christ accomplished on Calvary's tree and the work that he accomplished, and was able to fill in some of the information. And Apollos, as we're going to see, becomes a great teacher and preacher of the Word of God as he seeks to draw the Jews to Christ, to take them and lead them away of their adherence to the law, thinking that they earn salvation by keeping the law, to take them to the understanding of grace. I'm so thankful this morning for people like Aquila and Priscilla. It would have been easy just to say, "Well, I mean, he's a mighty speaker. We can't share anything with him." No. They went to him and said, "Listen, there's some things that have happened you need to know about. You need to understand what Jesus Christ did. He died on the cross and rose from the dead. And now, through his grace, we have forgiveness of sin. We don't keep the law. We can't. We can't keep the law. Baptism does not bring salvation, only the baptism of the Holy Spirit." And so we thank the Lord for people that are interested in other Christians, to encourage them and to help them. Let me ask you something. Did you encourage any Christians this week? Did you encourage them in the Word of God? We need to make that a conscious effort. Not being know-it-alls, I'm not saying that at all, but to be encouragers, to be helpers. That's the kind of people that Aquila and Priscilla, that's what made the church at Ephesus. Because of people that loved God, loved the Word, loved Christ, and understood grace and wanted others to know and understand. May God help us to be that kind of a people.